The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show with a new direction. The highlight of the show will now be making the rest of your life the best of your life. And I couldn't possibly be more excited about it. I'm your host for the show. I am Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. And my passion remains guiding others to find and live theirs. I just have a little bit of a new twist. And my guest today is Kenny Marquardt. He is my son, the owner of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. He is also a fitness coach and a mentor to other gym owners internationally. And he has been a huge inspiration in this shift in my coaching practice. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Kenny's going to join us, and we will enlighten you as to the changes and inspirations for this shift. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver.
Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Sandpoint Superdrug is the holiday helpful place for all your home decor, housewares, and green-friendly products for your home. Traeger and Weber barbecues and outdoor fire pits. Get your stocking stuffers and gift certificates. They carry Burt's Bees, green leaf candles, and Simple Suds soaps. And their hardware department has expanded with lots of merchandise to get you through winter. Happy holidays from Sandpoint Superdrug on Fifth Avenue. Serving Sandpoint for the holidays and every day for over 50 years.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main in Sandpoint, and I'd like to invite you to come in and try our fresh flavors of our new menu, veal ossobuco, pistachio-crusted steelhead, and our new bison chorizo burger. All scratch cooking with handcrafted cocktails to warm you up as the weather cools. We're open 7 days a week, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. 113 Main, amazing experiences and big hospitality in the best small town in America.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 42424. That's KICK to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream with a New Direction, making the rest of your life the best of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. And I am about to launch a new concept in my coaching, and although my passion will remain guiding others to find and live theirs, I definitely want to spin off in a little bit of a different direction. And as always, my coaching will continue to cover all aspects of someone's life. But in the past, I've had more of a career focus and doing work that someone loves. I spent 36 years in that arena. I loved it then and I still love it now, but now I am just inspired to move on in a different direction of looking at life from this moment forward, no matter what age that you're at. And I've had a lot of inspiration in doing this. My first inspiration that guided me down the path of career and life coaching was my husband. He found himself in the corporate world, working very hard to be a good provider for the family, making a good income, and all the stresses and strains that went along with that. He hated the work he was doing, and he made sure that he had an opportunity to vent that frequently, and but he continued to do it because there was always that carrot of the income and the status and the job title and everything that becomes so important in so many people's lives. But it came at a huge cost to him. And he would repeatedly say to me, "Don't worry, babe. Once I'm 55, we'll do all the things we ever wanted to do because I will retire and we'll have the time and the money to be able to do so." Unfortunately, my husband passed away at 44. He didn't know that he wouldn't get the opportunity to live all those dreams that we had when he turned 55. And that, again, is another basis for why I want to do a shift in what my coaching is that no one can possibly know. And the importance of realizing what we have in our lives right now is really a good place to begin. So I'm also inspired to do the same thing for myself, and just wanted to open my eyes a little bit to being aware of the fact that life is finite, and the things that we want to do don't necessarily get easier with age. So I constantly have to remind myself of that and to try not to put things off for too long, because now is the time, and even if it's not exactly the opportune moment to do everything that you want to do, at least it's an opportunity to take some steps in that direction and to at least be aware of what are the things that are important to you that you want to see happen while you have this opportunity in life. Another source of inspiration for me has been my clients. I have had an abundance of clients who have held on to work for the golden handcuffs, that promise of one more year, five more years to make some specific amount of money that for some reason seems to take precedence as an acceptable amount to be able to retire with. And all too often, that amount of money is costing them the time and the desire to experience the quality of life that they've really been starving for. It's kind of that example of what is that paycheck costing you? I've also had a lot of friends who I've watched work towards that goal of retirement and the freedom to go and do as they please. And once they find themselves in retirement, they settle into a somewhat mundane routine of chores and have-tos and watching a lot of television, simply because they haven't taken the time to really sit down and realize what are some of the things that are important that they want to realize throughout their life. And probably right up there with my husband, another huge source of inspiration for me has been to my children and to be able to enjoy the time that I have left with them and my grandson to the greatest extent that I can. I know my kids want me to enjoy my life as I progress through decades that are on the horizon, and there's a lot that I can do to enhance that and to prolong that. And that's my responsibility. And that brings me to my guest today, my son Kenny, who is a fitness coach and a gym owner, as well as a coach to other gym owners internationally. And he's not only my son, but he is a man and a coach who is passionate about longevity and quality of life. And he has been a huge inspiration in this shift in my coaching. And I'm really grateful for that. So thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. I know you know how excited I am about all this. And I really wanted to have you on the show because I think that you have been, you opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, we really do have a lot of things that we can do at this, whatever age you're at in your life, to make the rest of it the best that it can be. And I think that my first inspiration for that was when you had suggested that I listen to the book by Peter Attia, Outlive. And I was driving to the San Juan Islands and then down to McCall. And I had my, just about the exact amount of time to listen as that book was on tape. And although I wouldn't say I necessarily gleaned everything from it, I did get a lot of the very important messages from it. So, so first of all, maybe you could just kind of provide an overview of, you know, your perspective on what the book has to offer.
Yeah, I think in a short version, what I've kind of melded it to be for me is an investment, and that investing in your fitness will compound, and then spinning back to the retirement stuff that you were talking about before, is that that will compound in a way that allows you to live off of it in a way for a very long time, and that the, right, the deposits that you make now will impact the quality of your life for the next 30, 40, 50, 100 years, however long you have left. And that it is, there is a, you know, one of the things he talks about a lot is the marginal decade, and that your final 10 years of life, the quality of that can be dramatically different based on what you are, what you're doing now, and what you're able to do then. And that the impacts of, it's really not a, a massive investment. It's kind of like, again, the idea of financially investing is that starting sooner, if you do small deposits, like that becomes a massive nest egg at the end of your life, which for, you know, for people who in the, in terms of what you were describing earlier, when they want to retire at 55 or 65 or whatever that age is now,
right,
a lot of people have all this free time, or they have the bandwidth of time, and they have the bandwidth of resources to reach for the dreams and do the things and take the trips and see the world, but their physical capabilities, yep, are no longer able to allow them to do those things in a way that is exciting or probably ideal.
Right.
And that's really in a pretty good scenario. I think the worst case scenario is that you're not able to do those things at all.
Yep.
And then that works backwards. You know, I think that at a certain point, most of us probably around 40, like in a, again, in an ideal way, start to see some sort of a decline, even if it is marginal. And that one of the big takeaways for me was always, you know, if you're behind the eight ball now, wherever you're at, if you're over the age of 40, like you've got a lot of work to be done,
yep,
which again, in terms of what we'll talk about as far as application is the deposits, that they don't have to be super significant at that point, but the sooner you can get on it, the better. And
right,
that'll allow that later stages of life to be just as whatever the dreams that you've had, that you can achieve those things and do those things in a way that you will feel good about.
So can you just give us, like when you talk about deposits, can you like give us an example of what you mean?
Yeah, totally. I think just moving your body intentionally every day is a deposit. You know, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, I think honestly most people I've been talking a bit about on my audience about how the idea of like grinding every day, like that's a catchy term these days, it's a hashtag, is really overrated. And I don't find that to be the, I don't think that's necessary at all. I think things should be, and so, and by that, as it pertains to your question, is that, you know, 30 to 60 minutes every day of intentional movement is really a significant stride forward towards that end goal. And it doesn't have to be beating the heck out of yourself in a fitness program that, or you know, going 110% is a, right, another cliched term. But doing that on a daily basis is totally unnecessary. Yep. And those, again, the deposit of, if you just do it consistently in a way that you can get up and do it, you're probably in a really good spot.
Yep. Yeah, and I think you made a good point. I think that people that are in that grind mode, then they go to the gym and they just grind it out there, you know, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that because, you know, everybody's got their choice. But simply, like you said, I know that you and your wife go for a walk with your dog, which, you know, I mean, most people that are super fit wouldn't even think of that as being relevant or important, but I think it is a good deposit to make because it's a different slant on, instead of doing the grind, it's really more pleasurable.
Totally. And one of the better things you can do for your fitness is walking. You know, 30 yes. minutes of walking every day is actually quite incredible, incredibly potent for a long life. And to be able to do, most people, again, coming back to the retirement idea of traveling the world, just walking is going to be a big part of
yes,
that. And if you can walk
sure.
2 or 3 miles a day, and just you keep doing that every day, then great. And so again, making that just a part of your life and not expecting, it's such a daunting idea when people look at where they are and they feel discouraged by that because they think they have to move this big boulder
right.
in order to get to the shape that they need to be in. I actually don't think that that's the case. And I think that the other way around should be the mindset that people take with that. So
yeah,
starting exactly. small and building from there, if that becomes comfortable and easy and it becomes part of your program. So.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and I know that I've even had countless people say to me, like, when the gym was a CrossFit gym, they go, I can't believe you do CrossFit. That's just like, it's so hard. It's so tough. And, you know, and they would just want to steer away from it. But and one of the things I think I've seen as more of a shift is not only are there a wide variety of people with different that are different ages. I mean, you've got a full span from kids to, I don't know who your oldest client is, but, you know, they're definitely in their 70s or
oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have any 80s. But, you know, that I think is a huge reflection, too. There's a lot of people with physical limitations that are in there working out and doing things in ways that, you know, work for them, and coming in at all different fitness levels. I mean, I've seen people that are, you know, they've got a lot of weight to move around and yet they're still there and they're motivated and they're inspired to do that. So, I don't know if that, I'm not saying that this is necessarily a reflection of the book that we're talking about, but I think that that is a good way of what you're talking about of doing deposits. It, you can do things in your own way at your own level. And, you know, there are resources like your gym to be able to facilitate that as well. But so is that something that you kind of make aware, like your clients aware of while they're in the gym? It's like, yeah, it's just okay for you to be wherever you're at.
I would like that to be, yeah. I would love that to be, have that message received by everybody. And that's, I think, why I'm so inspired to keep saying the things I was just saying, that it
right.
doesn't have to be that hard. You really don't. I mean, yes, you should put effort in the gym. I'm not necessarily suggesting
right.
that you go and lollygag around and clock your hour without having done anything, but it also doesn't have to be that hard.
Yep.
I think that there, I actually get gently teased sometimes by people who they always say, like, it doesn't really look like you're working that hard. And I am. Like, I'm doing my thing, but I'm not trying to kill myself every day.
Right.
And I think some of that, I mean, I'm almost 40 now, so I'm assuming that some of that has just come with age, but not necessarily because of the physical, how that's changed for me having done this for 15 years. Like, it's not because I've had a massive decline. I think it's the perspective on the long term of it and saying, okay, well, if we're going to talk about this in terms of an investment, like I would much rather have a long tail of a gradual increase than a massive a massive spike and then potential decline, which can be the case with injury or overtraining or just getting burned out. So if it can be, again, consistent deposits that will compound over time and make that, you know, nice gentle upslope. That's way more advantageous and intelligent in the long run than it is to get in there, beat yourself up, and every 3 months, you got to take another month off. That's just not a very consistent way to achieve where you're headed.
Yeah. So. And to not look forward to going and to dread it. And yeah, and then you get out of the loop. It's very hard to get back in. So anyway, it's time for us to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children. Funded by the Lions through donations and serving the Lake Pondelet School District. Please apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The applications are also available on the Lions Club website or on the door at the Lions Den anytime. Applications are being accepted until December 15th. See the Sandpoint Lions Facebook page or website for more information.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 42424. That's KICK to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $30 on the BG56 CE handheld blower. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream with a New Direction, making the rest of your life the best of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Kenny Marquardt, and he is my son. He's also the owner of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, and he's a fitness coach, and he also coaches other gym owners throughout the world, which is pretty exciting. Before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the importance of exercise and paying deposits throughout your life and in order to sustain a quality of life that allows you to do the things that you want to do. And I was just mentioning to Kenny over break how when I go to the gym, I'm so astonished at the different people that are there and their different ability levels. And I have to stop and say that so many people are intimidated about going into gyms and, committing to some sort of a program where there's other people around them watching them, whatever, comparing them and everything. But so what do you guys do that's different that welcomes so many people from such diverse ages and ability levels to feel comfortable coming to the gym?
Well, I think it's, I would hope that it's in the execution of what we're doing, that it is comfortable when people are in there. And so they have a good experience, and then that they can then tell their story to other people who are, will also encourage them to come in as well. And then, you know, we will tell those stories through some of our social media channels and our emails, and, you know, describe the fact that, you know, most of the, I think fitness is a really interesting thing, because most people, especially if they're in the gym, most people want to be more fit, and then they automatically somehow, it's almost like an imposter syndrome thing that no matter where you are, you feel like you're not good enough. And that, you know, is completely relative. I'm quite fit, but I would like to be fitter. And I think that there are people who feel like they're quite unfit, but there are people who would be love to be as in shape as them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's all, again, it's a very relative set of things. And so I think more than anything, it's what we really tried to foster is just an encouraging and supportive environment that allows that really tries to get people to be comfortable wherever they're at. And regardless of wherever that is, and again, it doesn't, you know, there are gyms that I would go into and be the least in shape person for sure, but it doesn't really matter, you know, because again, I think I actually bumped into more people who are in shape that have more insecurity about their fitness than people who are out of shape sometimes, because it's just a matter of accepting, you know, everyone's got their place in life and their situation, and that's cool. We're gonna move you forward wherever that is. And I think honestly that's half the battle for some. It's just accepting that and being confident with it.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And I think that would be one of the biggest things that I would hope somebody could walk out of our doors on a daily basis and long term basis, is that they had a confidence about their abilities.
Yeah,
and again, it's like whether or not that tight, because it could be a really relative thing that somebody would want to shoot for a, you know, 10% body fat or something.
Right.
But if that person isn't confident enough to go to the beach without their shirt on, it doesn't really matter. But on the other hand, if somebody's got more than that percent body fat, and that's, you know, whatever that number is, but if they're confident with it, then that's great. Like, good for them. So, yeah. And I think that would be, again, the thing I would like to be able to foster is people are confident enough to walk in any gym and know that they can do their thing, and nobody cares. Everyone's worried about everyone's
nobody
worried
cares.
About
Everybody's
their own.
Thinking about themselves. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think one of the things about the book Outlive that particularly stood out for me is how much exercise and being fit alleviates so many other physical ailments that come with age. It really is pretty simple.
Yeah, it's kind of like that object in motion stays in motion thing. And range of motion at the end of the day is to try and pull this back to a really basic set of ideas, is that, you know, we are Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, and strength in a really basic term would be range of motion. In that, you know, what we'll do is we'll squat and we'll bend and we'll push and we'll pull, and that gets translated into using barbells and dumbbells and body weight. But at the very heart of it, what we would really hope for someone to do is move comfortably through a range of motion.
Yep.
And we are practicing that movement through reps and sets. Now, when they are comfortable with that range of motion, we will add resistance to that and build some resilience and build strength and build capabilities within that. But again, it will all boil down to, and these are the investments that you're building somewhat of a nest egg towards, you know, if you can squat with 150 pounds on your back, you have quite a nest egg for your squatting range of motion, which will keep your hips and knees and, you know, tissues intact for a very long period of time. And then the same thing on the conditioning side of things, where we were talking about walking earlier, And that's the same. You know, if you can walk a bit, great. If you can run further, great. But that you're building building a nest egg in which that through your eventual and inevitable decline, you have a much stronger and much bigger nest egg to pull from that will allow you to feel good and move better and be able to be very capable and independent for, you know, again, another 60 years if you want.
Exactly. I kind of wish I would have had my hands on that book when I was 40.
Right.
I mean, there are so many things that you can do. But the point is, you know, to get started somewhere, I think, is really an important message to get from that. And I think the other thing that I really got a lot out of was the fact how there's medicine 1.0 where you get, you know, prescriptions thrown at you right and left as you you age. And I believe all those medications, if they're helping something in your body, they're probably hurting something else in your body. And it just becomes a steady flow of counteracting that. But, you know, in the book, he points out how, you know, exercise is such an important thing to that. Nutrition is such an important way to balance and to correct some of the things that are going on with aging and also brain health and taking good care of yourself. So, you know, I think that, just coming back to, it's really simple, but it is a matter of, you know, taking the time to do that and making that a priority in your life.
Yeah, and one of my dreams for this world is that the gap and the there's a bridge built in a better way from physicians and
yes.
and coaches and fitness trainers as well. 'Cause I think that right now we are operating on two very different sides of the highway, and that while a physician may recommend, hey, your blood pressure is high, you've got significant body fat to lose, that's making everything not run optimally for you, like you should go exercise, but that's where it ends.
Yep.
And they don't, yep. you know, that's a very loose
and meanwhile, take these pills. And
yeah, right.
Well, and
yeah,
well, the symptoms go away, but yeah. they show up somewhere else. Yeah.
I think in a perfect world, that physician would be able to say, hey, look, this is preventable, or this is able to be managed naturally if you exercise. And so if that patient leaves that appointment and they say, okay, well, next time I see you, I want you to have worked out whatever, started some fitness.
Right.
That would be great. But again, I think that that's a really unspecific set of actions for people to deal with. Like most
right.
people know what those terms mean, but they don't know what to do specifically. And so they do something for a couple of days and then they lose momentum and then they inevitably have that appointment in 3 months or whatever. And then their numbers haven't changed. So they end up on some sort of medication. And, you know, conversely, I actually don't really have any relationships. I have a couple good relationships with physicians in town where we're having conversations about patients and what they should be doing in
a
very specific way.
Nice.
That can then move the needle for them in a way that would hopefully not require them to be on medication. And sometimes it's both,
yeah,
right?
For
like
sure.
That's where I think the fitness trainers and nutritionists sometimes get a little bit arrogant about their abilities in a way that they can treat things without medical intervention.
Yeah.
But I think realistically for most people, it's probably, it can be a combination and that's probably their best path forward. But,
yeah.
you know, for someone to act like if you only eat things that are natural and grow from the earth, that's going to solve every single problem for every single person is probably overstated. And then for the, you know, the medical community, it's to think that everything can be solved with a prescription drug is probably overstated as well. And again, my plea would be to have more of a two-way conversation from both sides. Say,
yep.
okay, cool. Let me specifically give this person what to do.
Yep.
And then let's work together and look at their numbers together and talk about how we can make this an improvement for them. And then, yeah, maybe you do have some intervention via medicine. And then again, work together to, yeah, to make that best. So, yeah.
Collaborative effort, yeah. I mean, you know, doctors refer you out for, you know, physical therapy, or they refer you out for, you know, other medical procedures. It's like, yeah, why not have it be with somebody who can help with the fitness that can cover so many of the things that in the ways that their bodies can be benefited.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a, like, that's a bit of a can of worms that probably isn't relevant to go too deep into, but I think part of the problem with that is a grander problem within the physical trainer or personal trainer field, is that the qualification requirements for such are woefully inadequate. And so it breeds a, I mean, you can go do a weekend, you can probably do less than that, do an online certification, call yourself a personal trainer, and that's that. Right. There's no other, you know, you have no hour internships required or anything. So the point being is that I think that the water can get murky, and I think that it's, there are probably some concerns with a physician referring out to any old personal trainer. And again, that field, the personal trainer field, probably has not done itself any favors by making it such a low bar to enter.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's, as an aside, that's probably part of it. So
be a cool different certification to be able to, you know, collaborate like that with the doctor. That'd be awesome.
Sure. Totally.
Anyway, once again, it's time for us to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. The time is just like look up.
Winterizing your home involves a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, helping their neighbors for over 50 years. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint.
Save big at Bi-Mart with our Christmas Savings Book, arriving this week and posted at Bi-Mart.com. Save $100 on a Philips 55-inch HD-class Roku Smart TV. Member priced at just $249.99. Get a Toshiba 1-cubic-foot microwave for $99.99. Members save $60, plus save 50% on select categories and holiday decor with our early Christmas clearance. Save more this Christmas season at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I have my son, Kenny Marquardt, who's here as my guest. And we've been talking about making the rest of your life the best of your life. And as my show focus shifts and my coaching practice shifts, I just kind of want to mention a little bit about who I see as my audience. Those are people that are looking to retire in the near future. There's so many different ways to retire, and we'll be talking about some of those ways. People that are newly retired and perhaps a little bit bored, don't know what to do with themselves. Those who are afraid to retire because their identity is tied into what they do and don't really know what they will do after that. Those who are looking to plan for retirement at whatever age you are. And anyone who feels that there's more that they want to do with their life, like something is missing. So anyway, Kenny has a very unique story that, well, not unique actually, but I just happened to have been near and dear to it during the time. But Kenny and his wife made a decision to move here from Santa Barbara, and a lot of that had to do with kind of some career dissatisfaction. And I don't know, I thought, Kenny, you could expand a little bit about that and like maybe how your dad influenced you, or like how you came up with some ideas on different ways to retire that, or to have a work life that allowed you to live the quality of life that you want to.
Yeah, totally. So the short version of the story is I started a job at 25 or 26, I think, because like that was my first real corporate, like, big boy job.
Yes.
And it was in sales and for a company called Paychex. And I hated it. I dreaded every Monday. The best part of my week was Friday afternoon. And then every minute of the weekend was just felt like it was inching closer and closer to that Monday morning. And I got more and more and more miserable. It just wasn't for me. And so my wife, Jen, and I had some long conversations, made a plan for me to leave that job, for her to leave her job, for us to move up here, and for us to start a gym. And that was about 14 years ago, I think, when we started having those conversations. The gym just entered its 12th year, so we had a lot of planning, but ended up in the place that we're in now. And as far as, I think my language is fitness, and what I've kept talking about is fitness. And regarding, one of the things I like to talk about with conditioning work, which I talked about strength before, but conditioning work being, you know, running or walking or some sort of getting your breathing up and your heart rate up. One of the best forms of that conditioning is zone two conditioning, where it's conversational pace. Mm-hmm. And that if I told you you're going to do 30 minutes of something, that you could do that. And if at the end of that 30 minutes, I said, well, guess what? I'm going to give you another 10 minutes of this. You could probably, without a problem, have to do that or be able to do that.
Sure.
And how that relates to what I was just talking through is that I find that that is a really nice perspective for which to have your work-life balance. And like, that's what I've been fortunate enough to find with owning the gym and doing my gym coaching. Yeah. Is that I'm at working at a pace in which I could do this for another 40 or 50 years. It will maybe evolve, it will maybe improve, it will maybe change. But if that was the case, and you know, if we set the target to retire in 20 years from now, but I worked for another 20, like, that wouldn't be a miserable, like, moving the goalpost down the line wouldn't be a miserable thing for me. And I think that a lot of people with work, they work or with their jobs that they hate, there's this intensity, like we started the conversation talking about this grind that you got to get up and beat yourself up in order to get the result at the end. And while being miserable all the way through, that balance is probably tipped way too far in the intensity and suffering side of things with hoping for some outcome. So yeah, it was a long-winded way to describe it, but I think that that sustainable pace is really what I've come to find is a good way to go.
Yep.
And sorry, I know I've been chatting about this for a minute, but the flip side too, because I actually sort of retired, which sounds crazy for a guy at almost 40, but you know, 5 years ago or so, we'd built the gym up in a way, and we have a phenomenal staff who I couldn't be more thankful for. They were in place in a way that allowed me to not have to go to work and not have to be there physically right. at the gym. And I can't really remember a time I've ever been so miserable because I lost my purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
That was terrible. And I think that's that grand vision of not having a job is probably, I was lucky enough to see that early on to realize that that's not that fun, because what's the point? You need to wake up and like most, we have a 6 month old puppy, and if we don't give her something to do, she's going to destroy something and be miserable.
True.
And so I think that's a very relevant thing for people as well. And if you don't have a purpose, you're going to destroy something probably that you love.
Yes, exactly. And you found it though, you know, so it's like the people that I said, like they will just hang on because they're so afraid of letting go of that identity that they've acquired that they're not willing to look at the way things could be different.
Yeah.
And how did you find your way?
The best question I think you ever asked me was what you would do if you won $1 million or won the lotto. $1 million is no longer
that money
was target anymore. I wouldn't really let you retire for that long anymore. But that question of what would you do if money wasn't an object or money wasn't the thing. And I'd always been in the gym, and that was my grounding source. And I realized that's still the case for me, is that if I didn't have to, I would still show up to the gym. In fact, I still don't do a whole lot of coaching at the gym because I'm coaching other gym owners, but I find myself there all the time, just hanging out and chatting with people and hopefully encouraging them and, you know, moving them along their journeys, because that's so rewarding to me. And so even if I didn't have to, and I probably don't have to, I still would be there. And that's that question of, what would you do if you didn't have to have the income as a goal? What would you be doing? And that for me was fitness. And then we figured out how to actually turn that into have a financial outcome tied to that in a way that made it make sense. So
love that. Totally love that. So, yeah. And so that finding purpose in retirement is something that is definitely going to be a focus of my new coaching in this show as well. And we'll also be talking about health and wellness and finances and travel ideas and relationships and exit planning. So there's a whole lot of different topics to explore. And again, I'm super excited about it. So anyways, Kenny, we just have like another minute or so. And I just wondered, so we're getting off to the start of a new year right around the corner. And I just wondered, based on your perspective, what is maybe one of the best tips that you can do for kicking off next year and making it the rest of your life the best of your life?
One of the exercises I have people do is map out where they want to be in 10 years. And it doesn't always have to be 10, but sometimes it's a significant milestone in the future where you may have some more opportunity for time or whatever. But so let's call it 10 years. And then you need to back that into what that path would look like a year from now as a checkpoint. And then back that into 90-day periods of time, and then map out your next 90 days according to each. So that 1 year checkpoint and that 10 year checkpoint, which makes it into a very, very small, chunk, and then turn that into daily actions that will get you to that 90-day thing. So essentially the point is that you're mapping out the next step forward that you can do tomorrow.
Yes.
And typically those 30-minute chunks those need to be in little 30-minute or small chunks that you can do every day without really massively upending your life.
Yep.
And if you just do 30 minutes a day towards, ideally it's 3 goals for each 90-day period, you will be there and then some every 90 days. And then you adjust that. And then by the end of the year, hot dang, you've done what you set out to achieve. And then you redo it. And then by the 10-year thing, all those little minor micro steps forward will have gotten you where you want it to go. And again, the dauntingness of looking at the long term can be overwhelming. But if you turn it into what you can do tomorrow and just do that consistently, you're good to go.
Yep. And as I always say, have fun with it while you're doing it as well. So anyways, Kenny, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for helping me with my launch and for inspiring me to do so. That's my show for today. Please join me on January 10th. And my guest will be Jen Marquardt, who is the founder of Flourish Nutrition Coaching. So have a happy holiday season, and remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.